How you doing, Pete?
Good. What's up, fellas?
Nothing too much. It wasn't too long ago you prepared for a Kyle Shanahan offense. How does this one compare to that one?
Well, we haven't seen enough of him to see how far he's gone into his notebook. But having had a lot of experience with Kyle's offense, it's loaded. It's a really good scheme, really good approach. Tremendous balance between run and pass, and styled really well. So we have a lot of history, and so we're defending a lot of teams right now to get ready for this game.
What about the defense? How familiar does it look to you? Does it resemble what you guys run up there?
Yes, it does. It's very similar. Robert was of course with Gus at Jacksonville, and we were all together here, so. There's a lot of similarities, and they have some nuances and things that they do that are unique and all that, which we're trying to uncover and understand, and so it's a good challenge.
Well, one of the nuances is that they have a really tall defensive line. How, within the framework of your scheme, how do you think that kind of either helps or hurts the 49ers?
Well, it doesn't have anything to do with the scheme. It's just those guys are good football players, and they have huge wingspan and there's two young guys coming on, and I'm looking at the 6'7" guys. They cause problems for anybody, and so we think they're good players, and they're going to be really good down the road here.
You mentioned your time with Robert Saleh. What kind of potential did you see in him as a coach when you had him there?
Well, I'm not surprised at all that he has arrived here as a coordinator in the league. Great worker, brilliant guy, good communicator, gets it. Great demeanor about him, and a lot of energy, and also it seems just I'm not surprised at all.
How did he come across your radar to begin with? Do you remember what kind of aligned so that he joined your staff?
There was some crossover with some coaches and stuff that knew Robert, and then when we brought him in and we just really loved his background and his makeup and all of that, he's an exceptionally organized guy, and all that stuff at the time was really crucial to us. And then we found out that he had all the potential to be a coordinator and a head coach and all that stuff.
Pete, over the years, John Lynch has been, talking to you and your players. Do you think through that he got any sort of valuable intel?
Well, I was kind of disappointed that he went to be the GM in our division, because I like John a lot, and he asked a lot of questions, more than most guys do, and we went into a lot of depth. So he does know kind of how we think and all. Whether that's becoming part of what they're doing, I don't know, but I do know that we've talked a lot, by the same token, I've coached with Robert Saleh, and I told him everything I knew too. So that's just part of what happens. But I never did think John would be opposing us in our division in this kind of framework. I'm really fired up for him, and he'll do a great job.
Have you reached out to him since he became the GM to note that you didn't expect him to be the GM in your division?
No, I didn't need to make note of that. He probably already knew.
But could you tell in those production meetings that there was a point that he was kind of yearning to get back into the competitive aspect of the game?
I don't think there's any question that the way that he went about finding his information and answering and getting answers to the things, he was very much in depth beyond where most guys go, wanted to know why and what you're thinking and all that kind of stuff, I didn't really put it together. I thought he was gonna be doing Monday Night Football or something someday, but I can see he's really smart. Was an extraordinary competitor, got all the grit in the world, and so he was just adding up, his background and his reservoir of information at the time that makes sense that it came out to get him a GM job.
Pete, you guys have beaten the 49ers there, I think, the last six visits. One of the common threads is, how well your defense plays against the 49ers each time. What do you see just in those meetings that you can take into this one?
Well, they're brand new. It has nothing to do with anything that happened in the past. This is a brand new program, brand new coaches, style, attitude, quarterback, the whole thing. So So it's we just start all over again. This is the first time we ever played these guys, and that none of that's happened in the past has anything to do with what's going on now.
How did the word Leo come about to describe that defensive end position? Do you remember when it was you came up with that?
That's a crucial question right there now.
Thank you.
This is going to be one of the earth-shattering responses here. But it was at one time he was the elephant.
Right.
Okay. And I'll just tell you a little quick little story here for you. When we drafted Israel Ifeanyi, young man that came to us from USC, we drafted him the second round at San Francisco. I recall that he called his father in Africa. We brought him in the day we drafted him, and he came in and he called his father in Africa and said, I've been drafted into the NFL. They want me to play elephant. And never thought that father could ever understand what his kid was telling him right there. I'm playing the NFL and I'm now an elephant. so we just in time just adjusted the word. So that's all.
So I mean, is what the 49ers are running now essentially the same defense that they were running when you were the coordinator here in the mid 90s?
No. No, at the time I had adapted to what Bill McPherson and George Seifert had put together over 17, 18 years of coaching at the Niners. And so principles, there's many, many principles that are the same, but it's a little bit different.
Pete, would you cite McPherson and Seifert as your major influences as far as in developing your own defense?
Well, Monty Kiffin had a big play in that. I was a GA for him at Arkansas a million years ago, and that's kind of where everything started for me. But getting there to San Francisco, what I did is just take the background of the stuff that we had and try to bring it to life through their system. And from the San Francisco system, we've been relatively the same since then. But it's not exactly the same as it was back then. So I mean, it's a long process of putting it together. I've never been any different really than when I was with Monty Kiffin, and we adapted it through the scheme and some of the terminology that had happened in such great fashion there at San Francisco because in respect to their program and all.
Is this something that year after year you kind of add a few things, you learn a few things, and then you look back 10 years, 15 years later, and it's change quite a bit just because of the incremental changes every year?
Well, yeah, that's a good question. We're always competing to get better, and we're always looking for ways to do it. I see the common threads to going all the way back to Arkansas, but most people wouldn't recognize that because I know where it came from and what we did to stay the same and believe in the principles. It's kind of like Coach Wooden said one time, you have a philosophy, and you don't change your philosophy, year to year or week to week. You either got one or you don't. And so the philosophy has always stayed the same, and the players and the times have caused for the dynamics to change of how you do things and what you do. But the basics of it all, running and hitting, the speed players that you want to play with, the athleticism of the style of play, the mentality, all of that stuff is always stayed true to the basics.
Pete, how crucial is just Earl Thomas's role in your defense? The 49ers have been trying to get Jimmy Ward into that same spot, but he hasn't been healthy. So just playing free safety or the eraser, I guess, is what you call it.
Well, yeah, Earl is a fantastic football player. We've always, in our scheme over the years, have really counted on great free safety play. And Earl is the best guy we've ever had by far, and he's been the most dynamic as a cover guy and as a hitter and a tackler. And so he has such great commitment in his style to make his breaks when he goes. He really trusts and believes what he sees. He jumps off the screen at you. And so he's been a very important player for sure.
Pete, after your opener, there seems to be a lot of angst among fans and media about the offensive line. Do you share those concerns?
We're growing. We didn't start as well as we wanted to. We did pretty well in preseason and didn't have a good opener like we had planned. But we're going to be fine. It's going to take us some time as always. It always takes a while to get together when it's a little bit new. you know, Luke Jokel's new to us, with a new left tackle, with Reese Odiamo, and that was because of injury. So there's a couple things that had to change, so it just takes you a while.
Pete, from afar, it looks like Chris Carson may be one of the better stories of your training camp and preseason. Do you feel like he's forcing himself to get some reps on Sundays?
Well, without question, he's done just really well, we've not at all seen the top end for Chris. He's got a lot to offer, and a very well-rounded football player. He can block, and he can catch, and he can run routes, and he can run the ball well, and contributes on teams as well. So he's a very well-rounded football player, and anxious to see how he grows with us, and you know how his role, if it can expand as we find out more stuff.
Should the 49ers expect to see a lot of him on Sunday?
You're going to have to wait and see. That'll be game time for you guys, okay? Anything else you want to know about the plan?
Your first 15 plays, maybe the script?
Yeah, I'll get send that to you.
Along with the Leo background.
Pete, correct me if I'm wrong. I don't think you guys have ever played against Brian Hoyer. I'm curious if there are things that you can learn about a quarterback only through playing him that you might not necessarily be able to glean from the film.
Yeah. I just looked at Dave Pearson to see if there's ever been a time. I don't recall that we have, but we've certainly seen him over the years and know the style of player and the technician that he is, and the really savvy, smart guy. He runs the scheme just like the coaches want him to. It's why he's been the coach's favorite for a long time. I think we can tell. We have a good indicator of indicators of what he's going to be able to do and what he likes to do and stuff. But there is something always to just the competitors. Sometimes you just got to get on the field to feel the guy. And I know he's tough and I know he's gritty and all that. And so we have a lot of respect for him.
All right, Pete. Well, thank you very much.
Thanks so much, Pete.
See you later, Leo.
All right.